Good morning. It is 8:42, Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gumnick is here. Thanks for being with us here this morning. Another event coming up on Monday. It's as the government holiday to celebrate the birthday of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And an event coming up at the Knox County YMCA. We're going to find out all about it. Life Impact Legacy, a festive celebration of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Joining us to talk more about it this morning, the Coordinator of Diversity and Inclusion at Carl Sandburg College, Mr. Anthony Long. Anthony, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good. Thanks for coming in this morning. Also, the Senior Solutions Director at the Knox County YMCA, Joey Raines. Joey, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for coming in with us. Also, Solutions Director at the Y, Kiki Lewis. Kiki, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing very well. Thank you.
And from Carl Sandburg College, Desiree Matthews. Desiree, good morning. How are
you? Good morning. How are you?
Good. Thanks for coming in with us here this morning. All right. So this is an event going to be at the Knox County YMCA noon, starting at noon on Monday. Joey, I'll start with you. Talk a little bit about what exactly is going to be going on to celebrate the life and legacy of Dr. King.
Well, Tony and I had got together before we had heard anything about them doing the breakfast this year, so we didn't know if they were going to do a breakfast again. But we had talked about our kids wanting to take part and do something for them, where we're empowering our kids, where they can talk about the legacy of Dr. King. Tony got with Kiki, and, you know, they kind of formulated a plan, and Kiki took it and ran with it, and I kind of let her, you know, take the lead on it. So she's done a great job of her and Tony collaborating and putting things together so the kids are ready, prepared. They've been working hard to, you know, put on a great performance on Monday.
And we're talking about the kids involved, obviously, in the Solutions Program at the junior highs in Galesburg High School, and also Men of Distinction, Women of Character at Carl Sandburg College. So a lot of people involved. And so, Kiki, let me get with you. Talk about exactly what's going to be going on at the Y on Monday.
We have a few groups. We have CDT. They're Churchill dancers at the junior high. We also have a few from Lombard that are Solutions students as well. And we have Bethel coming. It's a young lady from their youth group that will be attending. Also, the Young Black Historians. So they are looking to celebrate how Dr. King has been an impact in their lives. So it's a little bit more modern, but their point, you know, they're trying to get their point across to people how they know, you know, although they're youth, they have had some impact by Dr. King. So that's what they want to portray.
You know, it's really interesting, and Anthony, I'll get with you about this in particular, about Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., because now, you know, you're to the point that, you know, a lot of us are getting older, and of course, and I don't even remember actually when he got assassinated. I remember hearing about, I was, what, I guess probably 4 or 5 years old at the time, but, you know, obviously learning about him growing up, and are kids learning as much about him at this point, and you know, and realizing how he did affect our lives today.
And you know what, Tom? That's the whole point of this, to be honest. We can talk about the accomplishments of Dr. King, the influence of Dr. King, but the reality is, if we want our students to truly understand what Dr. King meant to them, we ask them. We tell them, okay, these are the things that Dr. King did. And so, how does that affect your life? And with the students that we have, and Kiki gathered some of these students around, what that required them to do, they had to do some research. They had to look into who Dr. King was. And then, critically thinking, we asked them, now how does who he was affect who you are today? And then they were able to take that and come back and share that message. Kids teaching kids about Dr. King. Because the reality is, if we keep doing it, and if I keep talking about Dr. King, then when I'm gone, what's left? So now we've empowered students to be the teachers and then to value what Dr. King meant to them and so they can share it with others.
Obviously, you want that legacy to live on, and thus the event, Life Impact Legacy, a festive celebration of Dr. Martin Luther King. It'll be at the Knox County YMCA on Monday from noon to 1. I'm going to turn to Desiree. Desiree, Carl Sandburg College, I know you're involved with the Women of Distinction, Black Student Association as well. Talk a little bit about Dr. King's legacy, and to you personally, what you feel, how he has impacted your life.
I feel like he's very impactful. I went to Lombard, also went to Steele, so going to those schools, we really didn't talk much about Black history, and also we didn't really celebrate Martin Luther King Day. So for me to be in college and actually taking the steps and actually moving on the legacy and talk more about it, I feel like it would be very impactful to the children as well.
Yeah, and Joey, I know with all the junior high and high school students that get involved and the Solutions Program, you guys are doing a great job of you know, making sure kids are, I guess, basically held accountable and doing the right thing. But it's but the other neat thing about an event like this is we're not talking only about students of color. We're talking about all students, all kids being able to learn about his legacy.
Absolutely. One thing that we focus on in the Sustenance Program is diversity. We work with kids from all walks of all life. It isn't about color. It isn't about, you know, finances. It's just about kids being kids, struggles or struggles. We all have them. So we try to impact kids from every walk of life. Learning about Dr. King, we put on a little brief skit yesterday of what we're going to do for Monday. And, you know, we had kids from that looked like everything in there yesterday. So they got to learn a little bit more about Dr. King. But not just Dr. King, but also just people that Dr. King impacted. So it's been a delight.
Well, and Kiki, same thing that, you know, and that was Dr. King's message, too. And the people marching with him weren't all people of color either, and that was the whole point of a lot of his legacy.
Exactly, and that's what's going to portray on Monday. We have, like Joey and Anthony said, an array of kids, and also they're going to voice, you know, to let it be known that it was just not about Black people. It's strict, you know, about equality for all Americans.
Yeah, it's just about people.
Yeah, people, right? In general. Yeah. And they're excited to do it. They're really excited to do it. They did not hesitate when I asked them to do it. It was no hesitation at all. So they're excited to do it. So many other kids wanted to be a part of it, but we only had an hour. So we had to say, no, not this time, but we're trying to, you know, possibly do this again and make it something that's going to turn into, you know, an annual celebration for the community. So
Monday at the Knox County YMCA, noon to 1. Where exactly will you be doing the presentation?
It would be in the fitness center.
Oh, in the fitness center. Yes. Okay. Uh-huh. And so anybody and everybody invited to watch?
Of course. It's open. Yep.
All right.
Open,
so you have all the students there, and it sounds like a really, really fun and neat event. So if you're able, obviously, Monday morning, go to the King Day Celebration breakfast, and then at noon out at the Knox County YMCA. And Anthony, I know we've had this discussion before. I want to talk to you particularly about Dr. Martin Luther King again. You know, it's maybe it's different for people of different ages. How about you? What about his impact on your life?
Well, the reality is, when I think of Dr. King, I think of I guess I was a speaker at the breakfast last year, and there's some certain quotes that really stuck with me. His views on education, his views on equality. And the reality is that the main thing that I look at Dr. King is be a person of action. If you're not doing anything, you're part of the problem. And that's one of the things that we've talked about before. Whenever I talk with students, whenever I talk to people in the community, whenever I say, what are you doing to make this community, the world, your personal life better? If you're not doing anything, then you're to blame. And if you're not doing anything or feel you're unable to do anything, at least encourage somebody who is. That's it, the bottom line. That makes a better world. And that's what Dr. King did. Dr. King's influence and impact was so great that there were people that continued the legacy long after he was gone. And I think that we have to give credit where credit is due. And that's why his story must still be shared, because some people don't even realize that the things that you're seeing done now are a direct result of Dr. King. And Dr. King also, during his time, gave homage to those before him. Those that had done great things that allowed him to be where he was, he gave credit to. And that's all it is. You know, it didn't start with Dr. King, it just continued. And so that's all I'm asking from anybody, especially from our young people. You know, it doesn't have to start with you, but keep it going. Do something.
Well, that's, you know, with your programs at Carl Sandburg College, Men of Distinction, Women of Character, that's kind of part of the message, part of the goal. It's students getting involved.
And just like
trying to help with
exactly.
Whatever problems are.
And just like I said, with that, you know, it starts even before that. Joy's program and the Solutions Program at the Y has been around long enough that I'm starting to get some of their students. And so it doesn't start with MOD, WLC, BSA, HLSA. It starts with Solutions. It starts even before Solutions. They get some wonderful kids in the program, but they get some kids that they have a positive impact. And then I have the honor of having them later on. It make my job so much easier. So I'm always supportive of Solutions, because I know I'll see you later. And it takes, like Kiki said earlier today, it takes a village. It simply takes a village.
Well, and Joey, to Anthony's point, I'm absolutely true. And it's got to feel good for you to see that impact that the program is having. And now, as these kids are moving on and they're having an effect and impacting the younger kids as they move on to places like Carl Sandburg College and beyond.
There's no greater feeling than when I go out to Sandburg and talk with Anthony, or I see kids who are back from winter break and watching kids that I've had from sixth grade that had no clue of what education was. Family didn't value education, to see them going to college, succeeding, focusing on careers, futures. So that's the greatest feeling in the world, is just watching the kids when the light bulb turns on and figure out, this is what I want to do. I want to be successful. So it's been a great value.
You know, people learn about the life and legacy of Dr. King in different ways. A lot of times it's through family, some it's through school, and fortunately there are programs like this coming up where people can learn. How about for you personally? Where did you feel you learned the most about Dr. King's life and legacy?
Everything started at home with me. Yeah. You know, I was, you know, the youngest of a big family, so I had siblings that talked about Dr. King. My mom came from the South, so Dr. King was obviously very big, you know, to me and, you know, in my home, so Dr. King's legacy means a great deal to me. That's why the main reasons why I wanted to do this is so we can just promote his legacy. We want it to live on. So,
Desiree, I want to get back to you real quick. As you said, a student, you've gone to Steele and to Lombard and now Carl Sandburg College, being involved in this program. It's got to be kind of fun for you also to see younger kids coming up and being involved in the Solutions Program. And then I know you hope to see them, those that are going to Carl Sandburg College, join the organizations there and help make a difference.
Yes, I do. I really do. I can't really put it in words, but I like the outcome of it for sure. I really do like the outcome of it. It's a lot. It means a lot.
Again, coming up Monday at the Knox County YMCA from noon to 1, and there'll be in the Fitness Center, right?
Yes.
In the Fitness Center, the program, it's a Life Impact Legacy, a festive celebration of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. as we celebrate his birthday and life and legacy on Monday. And this is a great way to do it, great way to learn something that you might not know. And it's, Kiki, I know the students have to be excited about getting out there and performing as well.
They are. We have had the opportunity to see their confidence kind of come out. And so they're excited. A lot of the kids have families, which is, makes it, you know, even better to have not just some of the students you go to school with and mentors and people that you see in the community, but your family to be there to represent you as well and to celebrate Dr. King's legacy. So, yeah, it's great. They're excited. I'm excited. Yeah. It's gonna be great.
Kiki, thank you so much for all the work you put in this and for coming in with us this morning.
Oh, thank you.
Desiree, thank you for your time as well.
Thank you.
Joey, always appreciate you coming in with us, and thanks for what you're doing in the community.
Thank you for having us.
Anthony, same to you. Thanks for coming in. Always appreciate it, and what you're doing for our community, our young people as well.
Thank you very much, Tom. And one thing, if I can, these kids have really worked hard. So if you're free at that time, I'm going to stress it again, come out and support them. That's all we're asking. It's about the kids, and it's about supporting them, their efforts, and showing them that what kind of community we really are. So we look forward to seeing you on Monday.
Absolutely. I mean, give these kids a little credit for everything they're doing within the program and being good kids and learning things the right way. So you got to give them some credit by getting out there and supporting them.
Yes, sir.